This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Very happy you joined us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us this evening on a lovely, cool, well, sort of cool, last of June evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. We have a great show planned for you tonight. Jim Pfaff, who is president of the Conservative Caucus, will be with us. He'll join us to analyze this week's presidential debate between, well, I mean, you could call it a debate. I think of it more as sort of like a, oh, I don't know, elder abuse. But at any rate, it was, you could call it a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Law enforcement veteran Michael Letts will share his frustration with President Biden's inability to effectively control our borders. Student loan forgiveness expert Jack Wallace will join us to break down what's next for Biden's debt forgiveness scheme now that a federal judge in Kansas has blocked the full implementation of the student loan forgiveness program SAVE. And we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Jill Ward, who's running for Kansas House District 105. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So I mentioned the debate. If you missed it, in case you missed the debate, don't worry. So did one of the contestants. I mean, it was that bad. I mean, seriously, it was literally as Joe Biden walked onto the stage, he waved at the audience that was non-existent. And I paused the DVR and told my wife, honey, it's over. He just lost. He literally waved at an empty room. But if you didn't watch Thursday's CNN presidential debate, and we're wondering what happened and why Democrats are panicking, it's because the drugs they gave Biden for the State of the Union address didn't work this time around.
Elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare, I went to the World War II cemetery. World War I cemetery he refused to go to. He was standing with his four-star general, and he told me, he said, I don't want to go in there because they're a bunch of losers and suckers. My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
Well, I took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced them, both of them, as you know. We made it public. He took none. I'd like to see him take one, just one. Oh.
The crimes you are still charged with, and think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
We are very, very close to World War III, and he's driving us there. They don't respect him. They don't fear him. They have nothing going with this gentleman, and he's going to drive us into World War III. The whole country is exploding because of you, because they don't respect you, and they have to respect their president, and they don't respect you throughout the world.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
That about sums it up. I don't know what he said, and I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, that right there was a little over a minute's worth of summary, and that wasn't even the worst of it. Look, folks, this was elder abuse. It was embarrassing. It was shameful. And after the debate, CNN went to their panel of Democratic operatives posing as journalists, and lo and behold, they were shocked to all of a sudden discover Joe Biden has dementia. He's non compos mentis. Say it ain't so, Joe, but yes, it's true. The guy ain't all there. The elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. But this is something we've known for months. No way. Who saw that coming? I mean, come on. For weeks, they've been telling us he's as sharp as ever.
How does the president plan to convince the American people over the next year that 80 is not too old for someone who's running for re-election?
80 is the new 40. Didn't you hear?
Dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if...
As it relates to his age, no one in this building would say that what we saw in this report about his memory. Everybody sees somebody who works very, very hard, has spent hours with him.
Those who he calls up to, from Kim Jong-un, he sends love letters to, and Putin, etc.
You think so many Americans still say they have concerns about someone in their 80s being president?
You know, I can't speak to every American out there and their concerns. What I can speak to
you gotta love
is
the
what
music.
This president has done, right? I can speak to his experience.
The three-quarters of voters who are worried about his physical and mental health, that he is okay. Even though in Las Vegas he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996.
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with you,
what?
Sir.
What is We're going to go. Hole?
Go ahead.
He said
go
he
ahead.
Talked to
Weaver, the only one. And by the way, And by the way, he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
Oh, my God.
President Biden has a photographic memory.
Oh, yeah.
His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
In France, World War I cemetery. Never heard so much malarkey in my whole life.
Yeah, that's all, folks. I mean, this is... Ugh. Don't believe your lying eyes. He's as strong as ever. If I could use a boxing metaphor, this whole thing reminded me of when Mike Tyson used to knock guys out in 90 seconds. 2 minutes into the debate, again, I turned to my wife and said, this thing is over. And to continue the metaphor, Biden reminds me of Muhammad Ali after he developed Parkinson's. I mean, that's what this is about here, folks. The entire world saw what many of us have been saying all along. That Joe Biden is incompetent. That Joe Biden is not fit for office. And now they can't deny it long after, you know, they've watched this. They can't deny it any longer. The cheap fake narrative was destroyed this week. The media is only now acknowledging Biden's decline because you saw it and they can't do anything about it. They deserve zero credit for recognizing what we've all seen from the beginning. The question every voter now should be asking themselves is not whether Joe Biden can survive a 90-minute debate performance, but whether America can survive four more years of crooked Joe Biden in the White House. The biggest problem for our country is not Joe Biden's personal decline. It's that Joe Biden's policies are causing America's decline. Let's hope we fix this come November. We'll take a quick break, and then law enforcement veteran Michael Letts will share his frustration with Joe Biden's inability to effectively control our borders. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. All right, let me go get her. How long's my break?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Get out there. Help out. Do some door knocking. Make some phone calls. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Get energized and get motivated because we've got an election to win, folks. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And when you need breaking news or severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. And let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Fox News recently reported yet another case in which two migrants, that's nice, let's just call them what they are, illegal aliens who have illegally entered the United States were charged with the murder of an innocent American citizen, 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Peña Ramos have been charged with the strangulation of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungre, whose body was found in a creek after what appears to be a sexual assault. What's even more frustrating about this is that both of these illegals were actually caught by Border Patrol agents making their way into the country. However, due to technicalities, with Joe Biden's relaxed border policies, they were allowed to enter the country while awaiting further action. This follows other cases in which case migrants were responsible for the death of other citizens, including the death of Rachel Morin and obviously Lake and Riley. It's a debacle down at the border. Joining us now to discuss this is Michael Letts. He's a law enforcement veteran with over 30 years of experience. Letts is president and founder and CEO of Invest USA, an organization that provides bulletproof vests to police officers through various charitable groups and sponsorships. Michael, thank you for joining us, brother. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, John, it's always a privilege to be with you. We thank you for what you're doing for America. We are turning the corner, and I believe that we are headed for victory in a very short matter of time.
We need it in November. If we don't, I think we're going to be right back here with this same problem. And, you know, what do you say, what do you think is the biggest problem with Biden's border policy right now? I mean, he just did this executive order. And, you know, if you ask him and people in his administration, he says, oh, everything's great. We're fixing the problem. It sure doesn't seem like it to me.
The problem, John, is this. Is the Biden administration is so proficient at lying that they can't differentiate the truth from fiction anymore. And the truth is, yes, he has tried to do something on the border. But what has he tried to do on the border? He's actually tried to make it more efficient for illegal immigrants to come in. He hasn't done anything to shut down the border. He just made it easier for more of them to come across. So, you know, he would not like that being defined that way, but quite frankly, that's exactly the way it is. I can show you the small print in the bill. So when he tries to claim credit, and the only reason he did this, quite frankly, John, is because he recognizes that the polls, he is so far behind and so sunk in the polls This is the least he can do to try to stem some of the bleeding.
Oh, absolutely. My wife and I are door knocking right now, and we're trying to get, right now we're getting about 100 doors a day. And I will tell you that arguably the number one issue when we're out door knocking is immigration. And it seems to me that it's all too easy for these migrants to make their way into our country. And this is what happens. And how frustrating is it that both of these migrants were detained by Border Patrol agents and then let go? It seems like these deaths could have been avoided, Michael. I mean, it's terrible.
What you just described was the last time we got them. There were five times before then where we picked them up and deported them, and they came right back across the river. So, I mean, there obviously is absolutely no incentive for them, or no deterrent for them not to come. They are encouraged to be here. You know, it's interesting, John, as I watch Americans struggle, veterans, middle-income families, et cetera, and then I realize that this government has spent billions of dollars in giving transportation, free food, free lodging, incidental credit cards to illegal immigrants who have never been vetted. This is what I want the American people to understand. When Joe says that he has vetted these people before they come across, it's a sheer lie.
Right.
We do not have the capacity, the personnel capacity, to vet a tenth of those people.
Even if we wanted to.
Hundreds of thousands. Even if we wanted to. And we're not doing it, even if we wanted to. So you are bringing it across people who are on the terrorist watch list. Just last week alone, we picked up 10 that were ISIS from Iran. And they weren't thinking about being ISIS members. They are actual ISIS members on the terrorist watch list. These are 10 that we intercepted. How many more got through before we were able to intercept those 10?
Well,
in one day alone.
You bring up the gotaways, and that's the bigger issue. We're talking with Michael Letts with Invest USA. Michael, why do you think Biden is doing this? I mean, I've always thought that this isn't about growing a population. It isn't about trying to help farmers or meatpacking plants with needed workers because, quote, Americans won't do the jobs. I think it's about votes. I think ultimately their goal is trying to get people in here so that they can then give them amnesty, citizenship, and give them the right to vote. I think that's really what their ultimate goal is.
You're exactly right, John. And here's the issue. Let's go a step further. Why do we need the votes? They are determined at any cost, including the cost of lives of American citizens, to maintain power.
Right.
Look at the way Jill is trying to keep Joe in the race. What you saw at the debate was literally senior abuse. I mean, I almost started to feel sorry for Joe.
Oh, I did feel sorry for him.
You know? And then you look at, of course, their meeting today, this evening at Camp David. Jill's already, I have good contacts all around. Jill's already taken the position. They are not getting out of the race. Of course, Hunter's feeling the same way, but Hunter's got an ulterior motive.
Right, he needs a pardon. Yep.
Exactly. But, you know, when you're willing to throw your spouse under the bus and have him literally be humiliated on a national and international stages. I mean, he can't even know when the restroom is around. He just decides he's going to use it right there on the stage, at Normandy. I mean, it is so embarrassing, and it's just really a senior abuse.
It is.
But why would they go to that extent? The same reason they're going to the extent. They don't care whether they're terrorists or whether they're drug dealers or sex traffickers coming across. They need a large stack of names to put on the mail-in ballots to stuff the mallet boxes when they feel like they're getting behind in a particular area. And they're determined. That is their best way. They know they can't win legally or, with integrity. So this is the only way they can win an election. You stuff the ballot boxes. They need names to put on there. They realize that going through the Mexican phone book or the Venezuelan phone book probably doesn't work quite as well. So this is what they do. And it's sad when they're that corrupt. Most corrupt administration I've ever seen in history, John. And that corrupt, they're willing to put American lives at risk just to keep power.
It is sad. It is sad. Michael, you're the creator of Invest USA. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and why support for fellow officers is so important right now?
Well, I would tell you, let's work our way backwards, John. You know, we are at the lowest we have ever been in the number of officers across this country. Some of the municipalities at 50%, New York City, LAPD, others are almost at 50%, Seattle, Portland. Many other agencies are at 75%. You can't provide law and order when you're that low. What I want people to understand is when you get down that low, you expect those that are left to pick up the balance. You're going to burn them out. You're not going to end up with anybody here in a matter of another couple months. So we have the lowest morale in history. We have the highest number of deaths. We have more officers that have been killed in the line of duty in the first 6 months than we had last year. And last year set a national record. And we're already going to double that this year, John. And when you look at how law enforcement officers have been treated, they've been abused by the media. They've been overworked. I mean, because quite frankly, what you and I were just talking about, this is one issue we talked about on the Johnson that was raped and murdered by the two immigrants. But, you know, we get 4 or 5 stories a day now of illegal immigrants doing that across the country. So they are overtaxing our law enforcement. It's already at a point where it's fixing to break. And quite frankly, they just can't do it anymore.
Right.
And what do they need more than anything, John? They need to know that the American public supports them, because right now they know that this administration and this government is using them for political purposes and abusing them. So NVS does one thing. It makes sure that our officers have the necessary equipment to come home safely to their families. Active shooter vests. 90% of cops don't have them. That's ridiculous.
Well,
folks, literally immoral.
If folks want to help, if they want to support you, want more information or donate, they can go to investusa.org, correct?
That is correct. And one thing I like to add to that, John, if you only get 50 cents, that's fine. We want them to know that millions of patriots support them. And the final thing I want them to do, based on your show tonight, just tell a cop, fireman, EMS worker when you see them, thank you for your service. That's all you have to say with a smile. Make a huge difference in the days to come.
Michael, I appreciate that. We definitely back the blue, and I encourage our listeners to do the same. Thank you again, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you, John. God bless you. God bless America. Keep up the good work. Together, we're going to celebrate the victory.
Yes, thank you, brother. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue our candidate profiles. This time, we'll talk with Jill Ward, who's a candidate for House District 105. Our studio lines are open. You're also welcome to call 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Hopefully you already listened to KNSS on your way to work, but if you tried listening before you head out to work, with the free Audacy app, you can simply download Audacy, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y, and search for KNSS for your news, weather, and traffic updates whenever you need them. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have an opportunity to hear from them personally. I want you to be able to hear from them, straight from them, ask questions, got to get literally their take on the issues. We endeavor to bring you every candidate registered on the ballot to appear on this show. Most accept our invitation, so each week between now and Election Day, we're going to try and bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know, and we'll extend that invitation. All that being said, joining us now is Jill Ward, who is a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 105. This is a Northwest Wichita seat that is open now that Representative Brenda Landwehr has announced her retirement. Ward is a lifelong resident of Wichita. She was born and raised in the 105th District, attended and still attends St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church. She works in the community as an account executive with one of the nation's largest distributors of facility supplies. Jill, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to see you again. I saw you last night at our buddy Jason Watkins' birthday party, so it's nice to see you again.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for. So I have to ask, why? I mean, your first time. You're not a career politician. It's the first time you've run for office. Why? Why? Trust me, I've been through this ringer. Why would you subject yourself to this?
Well, unfortunately, my only child, Levi, was killed in a hit-and-run accident.
I saw that.
Two years ago. And after his death, I discovered there was an incentive in the law for people to leave the scene of a deadly accident. So I spent the spring in Topeka this last session and was successful in getting the law changed.
I saw, that's Levi's, didn't they
Levi's
name
law.
It? That's right. I saw that. So that you were advocating for. Wow. I didn't realize. I didn't make that connection.
Yes. I spent a lot of time watching and being involved in that process, and it made me realize a few things.
Like how messy the process is and how, yeah, I mean, there's a reason they call it sausage making. It's,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not a simple process.
Yes. First, I feel like we just need real people up in Topeka working for Kansans.
Amen to that.
And, you know, I just thought if I've already been able to pass a law before I'm even elected, it made me realize that I actually have the skill set to deliver change for my district.
You know, that must have been fascinating for you to be up there and watching from an outsider's perspective. You really got a chance to see it is not easy.
No, this one was a labor of love.
But even on a bill like that, where you've got a piece of legislation on something that would pull at people's heartstrings. Because I was instrumental with other colleagues working to pass an anti-swatting legislation. You remember the case that came
yes.
up. You would think that that bill, similar to Levi's, and yet there were still people who were opposed. We still had to bend, you know, people's arms and twist arms and things like that. It is funny how sometimes simple legislation that you would think people would get behind, there's still nuance and obstructionists. It's sad, isn't it, how that has to work?
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize why people don't
get mad at politics.
Absolutely.
And politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as an outsider, this one must have been very eye-opening to see that whole process as it unfurled.
It was. It was
and yet
an
you
experience.
Still, and yet you still want to do this.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good luck. on your website, the first issue that you point to is government spending and accountability, which I immediately was like, okay, good, I like her. You go on to say that every dollar the government spends is a dollar that was taken from taxpayers, which I agree, it was taken, whether that be a business or an individual. I completely agree with you. There's areas in particular that you would cut or areas that you see where we've got some efficiencies?
Well, since Governor Kelly has taken office, I mean, the state general fund, I feel like it's gone up almost 40, 45%.
Something like that, yeah, 43,
and,
45.
I mean, Kansas is already ranking at the top 10 of the highest tax states in the nation.
Yep,
so
yep.
I can guarantee you there's areas to cut spending. Everyone's finding it harder.
Yeah, she's sitting on, what, $4 billion in reserves. So you're absolutely right. There's got to be areas that they could find efficiencies.
We don't have a spending problem. We have a revenue problem.
Yeah, so,
we have a spending problem.
Yeah, well,
we
yeah.
have a big spending problem.
Yes, exactly. This is not a revenue issue. This is a spending problem. And the problem I see is they're sitting on too much money, and the temptation is that they'll spend it. And I completely agree with you. They've got to. Well, and speaking of spending, they just ended the special session, passing tax reform and a star bond bill. So let's say you were up there. Let's say you were a sitting legislator. How would you have voted on the tax bill? How would you have voted on the star bond bill?
Well, on the tax bill, I certainly would have voted for it. I'm for any and all tax relief. And
do you think it went far enough?
No. Absolutely not. I wish we wouldn't have had to call a special session and cost taxpayers more money. And, you know, it's regrettable that the governor forced a plan into place that did very little for property taxes. So it's a start, but we have to get some serious help for property taxes.
What about the star bond bills? What were your thought on that?
You know, the Chiefs and Royals star bond project, it's very different. I mean, I hope in the long run it works for the state. I mean, star bonds, I think they're confusing to people, but they're truly like a user pay incentive program. It takes no money from the general fund. It doesn't take you know, any money from taxpayers. There's no way that they're on the hook for those bonds. It's only like the private bondholders.
Right. If you don't go to a game, you're not paying anything. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a little bit more comfortable with using star bonds to lure the Chiefs and the Royals, you know, hopefully get a Super Bowl game out of it, than some of the other tax giveaways that have been done.
We're talking with Jill Ward, who's a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 105. Having served in the legislature myself and seen the pattern firsthand, I think it's only a matter of time before the K through 12 education establishment and their allies at the KNEA sue the state for and the taxpayers for more taxpayer money, using taxpayer money, of course, to sue us. Do you think what do you think the status of K through 12 funding is? Do you think K through 12 schools are adequately funding? What are your thoughts on school funding?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would sure seem that they are adequately funded. We spend over half of every tax dollar collected, you know, on K through 12. And I'm not here to criticize them, but I think, you know, we need to demand accountability, transparency. We need to see results for everybody, students, teachers, parents. There's just too much risk for both financially and our future to not do better.
You mentioned parents. What are your thoughts on parental choice, on school choice and empowering parents when it comes to that?
I think parents need to have choices when it comes to their children's education. They pay the taxes. They ought to have some say in where the education dollars and children go to school.
We'll take a quick break. If you don't mind, I'll hold you through the break. We'll take a quick break and continue our conversation with Jill Ward, Republican candidate for House District 105. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make sure you're making your voice heard by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org and get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Hopefully you already listened to KNSS on your way to work, but if you tried listening before you head out to work, with the free Audacy app, you can simply download Audacy, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y, and search for KNSS for your news, weather, and traffic updates whenever you need them. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have an opportunity to hear from them personally. I want you to be able to hear from them, straight from them, ask questions, got to get literally their take on the issues. We endeavor to bring you every candidate registered on the ballot to appear on this show. Most accept our invitations. So each week between now and Election Day, we're going to try and bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know and we'll extend that invitation. All that being said, joining us now is Jill Ward, who is a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 105. This is a Northwest Wichita seat that is open now that Representative Brenda Landwehr has announced her retirement. Ward is a lifelong resident of Wichita. She was born and raised in the 105th District, attended and still attends St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church. She works in the community as an account executive with one of the nation's largest distributors of facility supplies. Jill, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to see you again. I saw you last night at our buddy Jason Watkins' birthday party, so it's nice to see you again.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for. So I have to ask, why? I mean, your first time. You're not a career politician. It's the first time you've run for office. Why? Why? Trust me, I've been through this ringer. Why would you subject yourself to this?
Well, unfortunately, my only child, Levi, was killed in a hit-and-run accident.
I saw that.
Two years ago. And after his death, I discovered there was an incentive in the law for people to leave the scene of a deadly accident. So I spent the spring in Topeka this last session and was successful in getting the law changed.
I saw, that's Levi's. Didn't they
Levi's
name
law.
It? That's right. I saw that. So that you were advocating for. Wow. I didn't realize. I didn't make that connection.
Yes. I spent a lot of time watching and being involved in that process, and it made me realize a few things.
Like how messy the process is and how, yeah, I mean, there's a reason they call it sausage making.
It's, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not a simple process.
Yes. First, I feel like we just need real people up in Topeka working for Kansans.
Amen to that.
And, you know, I just thought if I've already been able to pass a law before I'm even elected, it made me realize that I actually have the skill set to deliver change for my district.
You know, that must have been fascinating for you to be up there and watching from an outsider's perspective. You really got a chance to see it is not easy.
No, and it even, was honestly, this one was a labor of love.
But even on a bill like that, where you've got a piece of legislation on something that would pull at people's heartstrings. Because I was instrumental with other colleagues working to pass an anti-swatting legislation. You remember the case that came up. You would think that that bill, similar to Levi's, and yet there were still people who were opposed. We still had to bend, you know, people's arms and twist arms and things like that. It is funny how sometimes simple legislation that you would think people would get behind, there's still nuance and obstructionists. It's sad, isn't it, how that has to work?
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize why people don't
get mad at politics. Absolutely. And politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as an outsider, this one must have been very eye-opening to see that whole process as it unfurled.
It was. It was a
and yet an
experience.
You still and yet you still want to do this.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good luck. on your website, the first issue that you point to is government spending and accountability, which I immediately was like, okay, good, I like her. You go on to say that every dollar the government spends is a dollar that was taken from taxpayers, which I agree, it was taken, whether that be a business or an individual. I completely agree with you. There's areas in particular that you would cut or areas that you see where we've got some efficiencies?
Well, since Governor Kelly has taken office, I mean, the state general fund, I feel like it's gone up almost 40, 45%.
Something like that, yeah, 43,
and,
45.
I mean, Kansas is already ranking at the top 10 of the highest tax states in the nation.
Yep,
so
yep.
I can guarantee you there's areas to cut spending. Everyone's finding it harder.
Yeah, she's sitting on, what, $4 billion in reserves. So you're absolutely right. There's got to be areas that they could find efficiencies.
We don't have a spending problem. We have a revenue problem.
Yeah, so,
we have a spending problem.
Yeah, well,
we have a big spending problem.
Yes, exactly. This is not a revenue issue. This is a spending problem. And the problem I see is they're sitting on too much money, and the temptation is that they'll spend it. And I completely agree with you. They've got to. Well, and speaking of spending, they just ended the special session, passing tax reform and a star bond bill. So let's say you were up there. Let's say you were a sitting legislator. How would you have voted on the tax bill? How would you have voted on the star bond bill?
Well, on the tax bill, I certainly would have voted for it. I'm for any and all tax relief.
Do you think it went far enough?
No. Absolutely not. I wish we wouldn't have had to call a special session and cost taxpayers more money. And, you know, it's regrettable that the governor forced a plan into place that did very little for property taxes. So it's a start, but we have to get some serious help for property taxes.
What about the star bond bills? What were your thought on that?
You know, the Chiefs and Royals star bond project, it's very different. I mean, I hope in the long run it works for the state. I mean, star bonds, I think they're confusing to people, but they're truly like a user pay incentive program. It takes no money from the general fund. It doesn't take, you know, any money from taxpayers. There's no way that they're on the hook for those bonds. It's only like the private bondholders.
Right. If you don't go to a game, you're not paying anything. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a little bit more comfortable with using star bonds to lure the Chiefs and the Royals, you know, hopefully get a Super Bowl game out of it than some of the other tax giveaways that have been done.
We're talking with Jill Ward, who's a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 105. Having served in the legislature myself and seen the pattern firsthand, I think it's only a matter of time before the K-12 education establishment and their allies at the KNEA sue the state and the taxpayers for more taxpayer money, using taxpayer money, of course, to sue us. Do you think, what do you think the status of K-12 funding is? Do you think K-12 schools are adequately funding? What are your thoughts on school funding?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would sure seem that they are adequately funded. We spend over half of every tax dollar collected, you know, on K-12, and I'm not here to criticize them, but I think, you know, we need to demand accountability, transparency. We need to see results for everybody, students, teachers, parents. There's just too much risk for both financially and our future to not do better.
You mentioned parents. What are your thoughts on parental choice, on school choice and empowering parents when it comes to that?
I think parents need to have choices when it comes to their children's education. They pay the taxes. They ought to have some say in where the education dollars and children go to school.
We'll take a quick break. If you don't mind, I'll hold you through the break. We'll take a quick break and continue our conversation with Jill Ward, Republican candidate for House District 105. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make sure you're making your voice heard by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org and getting involved, getting activated, and getting engaged, in particular for this upcoming election system. Get motivated, get involved, and make a difference. Need to stay informed with the free Odyssey app? You can do that. You can get the best breaking local news coverage from KNSS on the go. Always listen live on the free Odyssey app. Just download Odyssey today and search KNSS to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
The Hartman Truth Minute. I can't believe my eyes driving around our Capitol. People falling off a turnip truck. Why do some Kansans continue to tolerate a lack of leadership? Let's be clear, I mean Governor Kelly. How can anyone in the legislature not vote for an income tax reduction? Yes, one for all Kansans. But failure is never far away. Remember the sales tax elimination promise on food? Think turnip truck. All Kansans have earned the right to pay less taxes. All Kansans. If the legislature can't override a veto, back up the truck. I'll be glad to drive. Will the person that represents you have the to vote to override Kelly? It's your money. Check the votes if a veto comes. Turnip smell. Maybe your elected does too.
I got to say, there are at least two Republican state legislators that do smell, that fell off that turnip truck. And you know, make sure you check and find out if your state legislator is one of them. That's all I'm going to say. But there are two Republican House members that voted against that tax cut. Find out who they are and let them know if you don't approve. We're still continuing our conversation with Jill Ward, Republican candidate for House District 105. Jill, let's cover a few basic party platform issues. You're a registered Republican. Where do you stand on our party platform? You know, the basic platform issues like the Second Amendment rights. We just had the KSRA annual meeting here Saturday here in Wichita. What's your stand on gun control? I'm sure you're a major gun control advocate, right?
I am pro-Second Amendment.
No, yes. Come on. You're for banning bump stocks and
absolutely
red flag laws, right?
No.
That would probably be good because you won't get the KSRA endorsement if you do.
No, I am pro-Second Amendment. I'm also pro-life.
Good. Yep. So you talk about being pro-life. They've had a lot of good pro-life legislation. I mean, we just had... You know, it seems like so many people are, I know in your district up in, I've spent a lot of time, I door knocked a lot in your district. It's a very pro-life district. All of West Wichita is. That's meaningful. It means a lot to folks out there. I know a lot of people like to say Kansas is no longer a pro-life state, but it really is, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I support pro-life 100%. I'm endorsed by Kansans for Life. So.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I did not know. See, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, you know, I think people like to think, especially after the loss of Value Them Both, that Kansas is no longer a pro-life state. That's not the case.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm glad to hear that. Social issues, I know, have become somewhat controversial in Topeka over the last few years. Where do you stand on things like, you know, the protection of, for, you know, women's girls sports?
You know, the legislator, they've won some significant battles regarding this issue. I applaud them, you know, for banning biological men from women's sports. I know that wasn't easy.
No, it was a tough fight, but it's so common sense. I mean, they're just biological differences.
Absolutely. I think there's one item left in the fight, and that's to protect our kids and banning gender reassignment surgeries.
They tried that. The governor overrode it. I'm assuming then that you would support that bill if it came up again. Hopefully it will come
up. I would have.
Again.
Yes, absolutely. I would have supported it.
Yeah, that's one of those that we failed. And again, we failed there because of Republicans. It wasn't, I mean, yes, obviously the Democrats, other than one, the bulk of the Democrats opposed it, and obviously the governor did, but we lost that vote because of Republicans. And again, that seems like a safety issue more than anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, that was disappointing that we lost that due to people in our own party.
So another issue that's come up, the House passed it, gosh, I think going on 2 years ago, is marijuana. It's going to come up again. I don't ever see really, well, I can't, you can't say ever, but I don't see anytime soon them taking up recreational marijuana. I think if you ask people in Oklahoma, they would tell you that, that what they have, which is basically recreational light, I think that's become problematic. But I think you may see something like medical marijuana again. The Senate kind of played with it this year, but they never actually went ahead with it. What are your thoughts on legalizing marijuana, recreational, medical, either way?
I don't support legalizing marijuana on a recreational basis at all. I'm not 100% decided on the medical side. I think as long as it's prescribed by a doctor and has legitimate needs and obviously dispensed by a pharmacy, I would consider that down the road. I haven't,
We haven't seen a final 100%. Bill. So, so many people ask for you to take a stand on these issues, and it's hard until you actually see a bill. So there's so many, and obviously you've not even been in Topeka. So well, you were kind of fighting right. The one bill, but it's so difficult until you actually see legislation to know where I would stand on a particular bill until, but the overall concept, it sounds like, yeah, with the right bill, with the right protections in there.
Absolutely.
Because I remember Mike Pompeo was once asked about this issue, and he tells the story about his son when his son was at Berkeley out in California, and how his son called him one day and said, "Dad, half my class has glaucoma." And, it's the joke being that, they're all suffering from glaucoma, so which is why they have marijuana prescriptions. And that's, I don't want to see Kansas go down that route where on every street corner you've got a marijuana dispensary, which is what Denver looks like today.
Yes, no, I do not want to see that for Kansas either.
I ask this question of all candidates at that KSRA forum on Saturday. I asked this question of the congressional candidates and for the second district, and they all said the same thing. But I believe, one of the reasons Laura Kelly is governor now and one of the reasons she won in her first term is because not enough Republicans got behind our nominees. They didn't support Chris Kobach. They didn't support Derek Schmidt, and that's how we ended up with Laura Kelly. So I think it's essential that we elect solid conservatives and Republicans. So I ask every Republican who comes on here, will you support the Republican nominee if you don't win the primary? And again, set aside the fact that you want to win the primary, but will you support, if it's not you, will you support your Republican opponent?
Yes, I would.
That's what we want to hear. That's the right answer, by the way. The next question, again, same thing. I don't want Joe Biden back in there. So do you support President Trump?
Yes, I do. We all watched that debate on Thursday.
Yeah, what did you think of that? What was that?
Well, it's obvious Biden is incompetent and very really struggling. So
it was a little tough to watch, wasn't it?
Brutal. Yeah. But I don't think the American economy can stand any more of Joe Biden's policy. So I will be voting for Trump in November.
Yeah, that's a tough one, wasn't it? It was really kind of painful to watch. Well, Jill, I want to thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks want to want more information on your campaign, if they want to volunteer or if they want to donate, they can visit JillWardForKansas.com, correct?
Yes.
I know you've been out door knocking. We were at that event with Jeremy or Jason the other night. Seemed like you'd mentioned that you've been out door knocking. What kind of response have you had so far?
It's been going well. I have a really strong team, and my volunteers have been out with me door knocking, and we've been able to gather a lot of support. I mean, I feel like all I hear about is economy, taxes, and securing the border has been on repeat on every door I go to.
Well, and I know that where we were was in your district, and I can tell you I saw a couple of your yard signs as I was driving to the event. So that's always a good sign when you see your yard signs in other people's, and in yards, not in right-of-ways. That's the key. So
yes. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the work and hopefully earn their vote on August 6th.
That's what it takes. Jill, I wish you all the best. Again, it's JillWardForKansas.com. Wish you the best of luck and just keep door knocking. It's all you can do.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We're going to take a quick break. And then coming up after the top of the hour break, Jim Pfaff, president of the Conservative Caucus, will be with us to analyze this week's first presidential debate. I thought I did a pretty good job of analyzing it during the monologue. But, well, what is there to analyze? Maybe we could talk. Well, I'm sure Jim will bring us a different perspective. It was pretty brutal. It was a painful, painful thing to watch. But I'm curious to see what Jim has to say. And I also want to learn a little bit more about the Conservative Caucus. It's a national organization. Should be fascinating to hear his take on it. And again, you know, I'm sorry, but it was painful to watch. And poor Joe Biden just seemed to stagger his way. And yet the interesting thing is, what are they going to do? That's going to be the question to ask Jim. Is what do the Democrats do now? It's not like they can pull him off the ballot. So stick around. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Make sure you're making your voice heard by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org and getting involved, getting activated, and getting engaged, in particular for this upcoming election system. Get motivated, get involved, and make a difference. Need to stay informed with the free Odyssey app? You can do that. You can get the best breaking local news coverage from KNSS on the go. Always listen live on the free Odyssey app. Just download Odyssey today and search KNSS to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
The Hartman Truth Minute. I can't believe my eyes driving around our Capitol. People falling off a turnip truck. Why do some Kansans continue to tolerate a lack of leadership? Let's be clear, I mean Governor Kelly. How can anyone in the legislature not vote for an income tax reduction? Yes, one for all Kansans. But failure is never far away. Remember the sales tax elimination promise on food? Think turnip truck. All Kansans have earned the right to pay less taxes. All Kansans. If the legislature can't override a veto, back up the truck. I'll be glad to drive. Will the person that represents you have the to vote to override Kelly? It's your money. Check the votes if a veto comes. Turnip smell. Maybe your elected does, too.
Well, I got to say, there are at least two Republican state legislators that do smell, that fell off that turnip truck. And, you know, make sure you check and find out if your state legislator is one of them. That's all I'm going to say. But there are two Republican House members that voted against that tax cut. Find out who they are and let them know if you don't approve. We're still continuing our conversation with Jill Ward, Republican candidate for House District 105. Jill, let's cover a few basic party platform issues. You're a registered Republican. Where do you stand on our party platform? You know, the basic platform issues like the Second Amendment rights. We just had the KSRA annual meeting here Saturday here in Wichita. What's your stand on gun control? I'm sure you're a major gun control advocate, right?
I am pro Second Amendment.
No, yes. Come on. You're for banning bump stocks and
absolutely
red flag laws, right?
No.
That would probably good because you won't get the KSRA endorsement if you do.
No, I am pro Second Amendment. I'm also pro life.
Good. Yep. So you talk about being pro life. They've had a lot of good pro life legislation. I mean, we just had. You know, it seems like so many people are. I know in your district, up in I've spent a lot of time. I door knocked a lot in your district. It's a very pro life district. All of West Wichita is. That's meaningful. It means a lot to folks out there. I know a lot of people like to say Kansas is no longer a pro life state, but it really is, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I support pro life 100%. I'm endorsed by Kansans for Life. So.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's fantastic. I did not know. See, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, you know, I think people like to think, especially after the loss of Value Them Both, that Kansas is no longer a pro-life state. That's not the case.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm glad to hear that. Social issues, I know, have become somewhat controversial in Topeka over the last few years. Where do you stand on things like, you know, the protection of for, you know, women's girls sports?
You know, the legislator, they've won some significant battles regarding this issue. I applaud them, you know, for banning biological men from women's sports. I know that wasn't easy.
No, it was a tough fight, but it's so common sense. I mean, they're just biological differences.
Absolutely. I think there's one item left in the fight, and that's to protect our kids and banning gender reassignment surgeries.
They tried that. The governor overrode it. I'm assuming then that you would support that bill if it came up again. Hopefully it will.
I would have. Yes, absolutely. I would have supported it.
Yeah, that's one of those that we failed. And again, we failed there because of Republicans. It wasn't, I mean, yes, obviously the Democrats, other than one, the bulk of the Democrats opposed it, and obviously the governor did, but we lost that vote because of Republicans. And again, that seems like a safety issue more than anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, that was disappointing that we lost that due to people in our own party.
So another issue that's come up, the House passed it, gosh, I think going on 2 years ago, is marijuana. It's going to come up again. I don't ever see really, well, you can't say ever, but I don't see anytime soon them taking up recreational marijuana. I think if you ask people in Oklahoma, they would tell you that what they have, which is basically recreational light, I think that's become problematic. But I think you may see something like medical marijuana again. The Senate kind of played with it this year, but they never actually went ahead with it. What are your thoughts on legalizing marijuana, recreational, medical, either way?
I don't support legalizing marijuana on a recreational basis at all. I'm not 100% decided on the medical side. I think as long as it's you know, prescribed by a doctor and has legitimate needs and obviously dispensed by a pharmacy, I would consider that down the road. I haven't, you know,
We haven't seen a final 100%. Bill. So, I mean, that's, you know, so many people ask for you to take a stand on these issues, and it's hard until you actually see a bill. So there's so many, and obviously you've not even been in Topeka. So, well, you were kind of fighting right. The one bill, but it's so difficult until you actually see legislation to know where I would stand on a particular bill until, but the overall concept, it sounds like, yeah, with the right bill, with the right protections in there.
Absolutely.
Because I remember Mike Pompeo was once asked about this issue, and he tells the story about his son when his son was at Berkeley out in California, and how his son called him one day and said, "Dad, half my class has glaucoma." And, you know, it's the joke being that, you know, they're all suffering from glaucoma, so which is why they have marijuana prescriptions. And that's, I don't want to see Kansas go down that route where on every street corner you've got a marijuana dispensary, which is what Denver looks like today.
Yes, no, I do not want to see that for Kansas either.
I ask this question of all candidates at that KSRA forum on Saturday. I asked this question of the congressional candidates and for the second district, and they all said the same thing. But I believe, you know, one of the reasons Laura Kelly is governor now and one of the reasons she won in her first term is because not enough Republicans got behind our nominees. They didn't support Chris Kobach. They didn't support Derek Schmidt, and that's how we ended up with Laura Kelly. So I think it's essential that we elect solid conservatives and Republicans. So I ask every Republican who comes on here, will you support the Republican nominee if you don't win the primary? And again, set aside the fact that you want to win the primary, but will you support, if it's not you, will you support your Republican opponent?
Yes, I would.
That's what we want to hear. That's the right answer, by the way. The next question, again, same thing. I don't want Joe Biden back in there. So do you support President Trump?
Yes, I do. We all watched that debate on Thursday.
Yeah, what did you think of that? What was that?
Well, it's obvious Biden is incompetent and very really struggling. So
it was a little tough to watch, wasn't it?
Brutal. Yeah. But I don't think the American economy can stand any more of Joe Biden's policy, so I will be voting for Trump in November.
Yeah, that's a tough one, wasn't it? It was really kind of painful to watch. Well, Jill, I want to thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks want to want more information on your campaign, if they want to volunteer or if they want to donate, they can visit JillWardForKansas.com, correct?
Yes.
I know you've been out door knocking. Again, we were at that event with Jeremy or Jason the other night. Seemed like you'd mentioned that you've been out door knocking. What kind of response have you had so far?
You know, it's been going well. I have a really strong team, and my volunteers have been out with me door knocking, and we've been able to gather a lot of support. I mean, I feel like all I hear about is economy, taxes, and securing the border has been on repeat on every door I go to.
Well, and I know that the where we were was in your district, and I can tell you I saw a couple of your yard signs as I was driving to the event. So that's always a good sign when you see your yard signs in other people's and in yards, not in right-of-ways. That's the key. So
yes. You know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the work and hopefully earn their vote on August 6th.
That's what it takes. Jill, I wish you all the best. Again, it's Jill Ward for Kansas.com. Wish you the best of luck and, you know, just keep door knocking. It's all you can do.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We're going to take a quick break. And then coming up after the top of the hour break, Jim Pfaff, president of the Conservative Caucus, will be with us to analyze this week's first presidential debate. You know, I mean, I thought I did a pretty good job of analyzing it during the monologue, but, you know, I mean, well, what is there to analyze? I mean, maybe we can talk. Well, I'm sure Jim will bring us a different perspective. It was pretty brutal. It was a painful thing to watch. But I'm curious to see what Jim has to say. And I also want to learn a little bit more about the Conservative Caucus. It's a national organization. Should be fascinating to hear his take on it. And again, you know, I'm sorry, but it was painful to watch. And poor Joe Biden just seemed to stagger his way. And yet the interesting thing is, what are they going to do? That's going to be the question to ask Jim. Is what do the Democrats do now? It's not like they can pull him off the ballot. So stick around. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.